days. So that's how fine a line it is. But no, he is. And like I said, he played hurt. And that's I give him credit for hanging in there and getting through the season. So so those are the five seniors. And we had a sixth senior, and Jimmy Davis.
Yeah, that's my next question.
And Jimmy Davis is we're hoping to get him for one more year.
Okay,
so,
I was
So we're going through the process right now. He does have a what we believe is a redshirt year that when he did not play, a medical redshirt. So we're going to file for that, and hopefully that goes through. I don't see why it would not, but he's made the decision that to come back, and we extended that spot to him. And we think Jimmy's just a such an integral part of the team, whether how much he played or didn't play,
right.
and hopefully he'll play more going forward if we can get him this red shirt. So those are six seniors, and obviously they've had one of the best 4 years in a long time. I don't know. I haven't gone through it and added up the wins and found out the last 4 year class to have as many wins as they had. Mm-hmm. So that's a project for you, Dirk or Wes or somebody to figure out. But anyway, they had a tremendous year for us, and I think a couple of them are going to actually be back, obviously, for the senior celebration. Tanner, could be playing still, but Riley is going to stay out in BC. He's got a job out there right now. But the other four guys, the seniors, we're trying to get back, and
cool.
I can't guarantee you that, but we're going to try and get them back for Saturday's celebration.
Very good. Evan Anderson, Mason Blacklock, Dane Burks, Patrick Anderson. Those are four guys I'd like to talk to Coach about when we come back on the Mel Pearson Show. Still have time to get your questions in. We're going to get to the questions very soon, though, so get those in. DJ at themix93.com. Be back with more after these.
Hometown savings are waiting for you at Pat's Foods and Festival Foods. Chiquita bananas, 2 pounds for a dollar. Kraft Miracle Whip or mayonnaise, $1.99. Yoplait Greek yogurt, 10 for 8. Blueberries, $2.79 a pint. And boneless pork chops, just $2.49 a pound. The quality you want, the savings you need, and the service you deserve are waiting for you at Pat's Foods and Festival Foods.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub in Houghton is featuring a fabulous lunch special all month with two of their famous handcrafted sandwiches. Indulge in the succulent pulled pork or the beef brisket sandwiches with a side of fries and a soda for only $6.99. That's more than 50% savings for one of the library's signature lunch items. The beef brisket and the pulled pork are both slow-cooked to perfection in-house. Stop in and enjoy lunch from 11:30 until 4 with the friendly staff at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, and taste something great today.
With an 11% rebate on everything, Menards gives you the freedom to save on anything you choose, including sale prices. Dutch Boy Platinum Interior Paint features an exclusive no-prep, no-prime formula. Save $4 per gallon and $20 per 5-gallon pail of Dutch Boy Platinum Interior Paint. Plus, save an additional 11% after rebate. That's savings on top of savings. Hurry in now, because Menards has an 11% rebate on everything.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Let the IRS veterans at the Tax Resolution Group help stop levies and wage garnishment. We can help get your liens lifted and your life back in order. Our clients never have to meet or even talk with the IRS. Our ex-IRS agents have over 100 years combined experience in IRS collection tactics. They use that insider knowledge to go to work for you. The IRS will place levies or liens on more than 3 million taxpayers this year. Will you be one of them? Don't be afraid. Call for a free no-obligation consultation. Get peace of mind by putting an end to your federal or state tax problems. Call now, 800-297-0379. That's 800-297-0379. Get a free consultation and put our team of experts between you and the IRS. Call 800-297-0379. That's 800-297-0379. 800-297-0379.
Do you need health insurance? More people can afford it now.
Like me.
Which means more people will be preventing illness.
I'm lowering my cholesterol.
And more people will be getting healthy.
I'm losing weight.
The new Healthy Michigan Plan is helping more people get healthy. To learn more, visit healthymichiganplan.org or call 1-855-789-5610. Now you can afford health insurance, like me. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Mix 93 WKMJ, we are back with the Mel Pearson Show here, and we are going to get to your questions real soon. Wanted to talk about some of the guys that I consider red shirts, but I guess we don't know that for sure. But freshmen that came in last year, Coach, and did not play a game. Evan Anderson, Mason Blacklock, Dane Burks, of course, we know he was not eligible there. But can you talk a little bit about those three and what they're going to provide for us?
Yeah, we're excited about those young men. I mean, unfortunate. They all had incidents, but they're all injured to some
sure.
point, of course. And then Dane, a ruling by the NCAA, which I thought was not correct. I mean, the poor guy got, caught and just, formality basically was what it was. So anyway, Dane's been here. He didn't go home. He's, after spring session here. So he's been here the whole time working out. He looks good. He's doing his classwork, so we're expecting him to come in and fill the void of Riley Sweeney next year. We only graduated one defenseman, so Dane will come in, and obviously we got Jimmy here. So we feel our defensive corps is going to be, as good, if not better, than last year. And obviously Dane being a, Pittsburgh Penguin draft choice. And no, he looks good. Tyler Schlast and him did a real good job this winter of just staying with it. He couldn't practice with us at all, which – can you imagine that? He's here all year and can't practice.
But, especially when the team is doing so
well.
Oh,
I know.
Like
but he is around. He saw. He got the glimpse of what's going on and how you need to perform and what you need to do to get yourself ready. So he might have some bumps in the road in early games, but and that's why I get to the schedule and why I scheduled some games like I did. But having said that, he looks good. Mason obviously came in and hurt knees right off the bat, Mason Blacklock. Mm-hmm. So. He was not in shape and just because of the injuries he had. So as we got going and the team got off to such a great start, by the time he was ready is right around Christmas time. And at that point, then you have to make up your mind. How much is he going to play going forward? Do you burn a year on him, waste a year, what I call waste a year, and maybe he doesn't play and he's only got 3 years left now. So at that point, really before Christmas, we decided that in all likelihood we're going to redshirt him. And Mason was good with that. And he's another guy who stayed up here and he looks good. He's in such better shape than when he first came in. He's reshaped his body, and he can skate. He can shoot. So we're looking him to, fill one of the voids at center next year. He'll have opportunity to compete for, that position. So and then Evan Anderson, another guy who, got mono and then, hurt his hip a little bit and just, could never get over the hump. So we made a decision with him also. So. Both kids had good junior careers, really good junior careers their last year in the BC Junior League. So, they're a year older, they're experienced, they've been around a winning culture, they understand what it takes and the work, and they're putting in a lot of hard work right now. So Evan's another guy who can play center and or the wings. So, we'll look at him. So that's one of the reasons why our freshman class is not going to, be as big as we thought it would be. So because of the redshirt situation, we'll probably at this point only bring in 2 to 4 players. And then we'll send some guys back to play junior and bring them in the following year. So, but the last guy is Patrick Anderson. You asked me about him.
Yeah.
Patrick got some games
he
in.
Did.
So, and we thought he did a good job, a real good job, brought energy to our team, killed penalties, blocked shots, did some good things offensively too. He does a lot of things in practice every day. So he's got to stay healthy too. He's had these hips and groins and that. So, hopefully he'll be healthy at the start of the next year because, he's got some experience, knows what it takes to win, and he got some games in this year. So I think that'll really encourage him and really help him going forward. And just like Max Vallis did too. I mean, we got a lot of guys who can play. So we're excited. We'll have good depth again. Anytime you lose some players, it changes the complexion of the team. But I like our leadership going forward, even though we haven't voted for captains yet. We've got a good idea who some of those leaders on the team will be. And like I said, they had a tremendous 2 or 3 weeks there before at the end of spring term. Tyler Schlass was really impressed with the energy and work ethic and commitment that they showed. So we're looking forward to having a good 6 weeks here and then getting back at it all over again.
Well, many of the questions, Coach, revolve around the schedule. Of course, yeah. The 32-game schedule, a lot less than what we normally play. Of course, we're allowed 36 with a trip up to Fairbanks. So what is the deal? Why only 32 games? I think a lot of people are asking.
Well, we're 34.